You're listening to Morning Edition on 90.9 WBUR. Good morning, I'm Deborah Becker. As Massachusetts colleges and universities prepare for what will undoubtedly be a different fall semester, one state higher education official has some firsthand experience. UMass Medical School in Worcester brought back about 2,000 students, faculty, and staff in May. So far, the school appears to have successfully contained the coronavirus. Joining us to talk about this is UMass Medical School Chancellor Dr. Michael Collins. Good morning, Doctor.
Morning, Deb. How are you?
In a recent Boston Globe editorial, you wrote about your experience in bringing back large groups of people to campus. And if I could say the main message in two words, testing, testing. How did UMass Medical test?
We were able to enter into an arrangement with the Broad Institute where we could test folks on our campus. We could get rapid turnaround in those results, and we could do it on a regular basis. So as we brought people back, everyone drove through a parking lot and got a nasopharyngeal swab test. And in rapid order, within 24 to 36 hours, we knew whether the person was positive or negative. And we tested, say, roughly 2,300 people, and we found three positives. That gave us some very good conviction that our community could be safe.
What's your positive right now?
In all of the tests we've done, it's roughly 10,000. We've had six or seven positives. It's a very, very small number. Now, in the central part of Massachusetts, where most of our people live, there's low disease burden at the moment. Now, at the height of the challenges we had in the spring, central Massachusetts was, you know, an area where there was quite a bit of disease burden. I think that raises a question about folks coming back from other areas of the country now where there is larger disease burden. So testing is going to be very important.
I wonder, could demand exceed capability? Could you continue to get them as quickly as you are now when everyone is demanding tests? And we've seen problems with this in some of the commercial labs nationwide. And I also wonder, what about schools that don't work with the Broad Institute and maybe are relying on commercial labs? They may not be able to test as frequently and probably not as quickly. What should they do? Should they just stick to remote learning, do you think?
You're quite right. It would be a challenge if the data doesn't flow smoothly, but we've received the assurances that we're going to get the data quickly. So far, so good on that. I think one thing I've learned in all of this since the beginning of the epidemic is that one size does not fit all. The reason I have been talking about this, I think we've shown certain elements that are critical to be able to come back safely.
What would you say to the folks who are listening right now who might be thinking, well, you know, it might work for UMass Medical School because you're a community of scientists and doctors. It's a different thing that we're talking about here, and it may not be applicable to other schools. What would you say to them?
I would say all of those issues that you raised are correct. I would also say that if you are able to get students who want to come back to campus to do so safely, I would say these are the guidelines that will have to be followed: wearing masks, being socially distant except with those with whom they live, be mindful of the fact that the partying culture of the past is going to have to be subsumed for a while, and then testing on a frequent basis. We recognize that it won't be possible for everyone to come back, but where they do come back, we think if that formula is closely adhered to, that's the best chance you can have to live with the virus, create a safe community, and have a successful semester.
Dr. Michael Collins, Chancellor of UMass Medical School in Worcester, thanks so much for being with us.
Nice to be with you.